Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. You have me for 2 hours. I totally appreciate you. I totally appreciate the 140 cities. Matter of fact, we just got another affiliate I have to add to. I'll bring that up on Monday. But we have 141 cities listening to us right now. We totally appreciate your trust, and we know why you're listening. Again, we will do our best not to fail you. We're making reference to the Bible upon which the Republic rests, and we're sticking to that. People are looking for answers. That's the only thing in making reference to that will bring those answers that the American people say that they desire. So with that said, friends, I want to tell you some real quick things here. I'm waiting for Tim Brown to jump online. He just told me that all the lines are busy right now, so we're waiting for him to get his in, and I'll pull him up. We're going to be talking about this protest at Menards here in the state of Minnesota. But before we get to that, did you notice that during the commercials, okay, the conservatives, yesterday's liberals were bringing you information, again, only being brought back by the propagandists to browbeat you into submission. It's all it's designed to do. So you throw your hands up in the air and say that there's absolutely nothing that you can do about the particular situation, when, again, nothing could be further from the truth, friends. The fact of the matter is they told you that in Michigan now, they're talking about striking the Pledge of Allegiance because it's divisive. Did you hear this just a couple minutes ago? I caught it. I listened to what they're doing, because it's not like they're not doing it in plain sight, friends, because they are, if you're paying attention. The devil is always found in the details. But I want you to listen to this. They said it was divisive. And after doing 364 high schools across the country, keep in mind they still say the Pledge of Allegiance. But again, they're only following the parents, and it's the parents that are complaining about what their kids do when they copy them. Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by her children. Okay? Here it is. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Okay? And to the Republic, that's Article 4, Section 4, right, to the Republic, we're ruled by law, not by divisive party affiliations, and to the Republic for which it stands, not falls, as a democracy, one nation under who? God. Every state preamble starts out acknowledging God in all 50 states. Indivisible means undivided. Put that up against Ephesians 4. With liberty and justice for all. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. And here you have a bunch of useful idiots, Americans, that are violating the very core of your being, saying that the Pledge of Allegiance somehow or another is divisive. I strongly suggest, in the state of Michigan, you round these useful idiots up, these Marxists up, and you deal with them accordingly and remove them according to the laws found in our republic, so we can stay unified. Again, Article 4, Section 4, okay? Also put that up against 1 Corinthians 1:10 when you get a moment. Okay, so I have Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty radio show host, on with me. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com senior editor on with me right now. And I wanted to talk about the power of protest really quick, because what we're going to be doing, not this Saturday, not today, because obviously I'm on live radio here, but next Saturday in the state of Minnesota, we are going to take protest to Menards in Minnesota. Folks, they sell themselves as the family store. But I'm telling you what, they're not the family store, they're the fascist store. They're attempting to implement, through forced compliance, what the governors in particular states across our union cannot implement because there's no law to enforce when it comes to the masks. And furthermore, it's interesting that Menards is trying to mandate that you wear a mask before you can buy in their stores. Put that up against Revelations 13:17. Now, I want you to think about this. The manufacturers themselves of these masks tell you that they do not prevent COVID-19, nor do they prevent disease. So why is it that you're still seeing corporate fascists, because that's what they are, fascism working with big government, friends, and government using corporations to do what they could otherwise not do? That's why they're using these corporations to do it. Isn't it interesting? All these small businesses fell under attack, and they were supposed to shut down on lawfully through the governor, namely in the state of Minnesota here, and it happened all over the country through his unconstitutional edicts, but these big corporations stayed open. Didn't anybody think that was kind of odd? So what we're doing right now is we are fleecing everybody across the country. Again, we're broadcasting into 141 cities right now, and we're telling you to go to your prospective Menards, and we're telling you to pay attention to what they're doing, because they are forcing compliance that the governors of those particular states and all 50 states of our union do not have the power to do. Thank you for joining us, Tim. What are your thoughts on this issue?
Yeah, I made mention of it on the show this morning, and we already have some people at least in one more state and some other counties, I think, there in Minnesota who are going to be joining there and coming together and protesting. And you and I talked a little bit this morning. We want to give people time so that they can maybe get with their sheriffs, make sure that, you know, they're not going to be doing something that's in violation of the law. They want to protest the business. And they want to organize for that. And we're going to be talking about that through the week. And then you and I are going to head that up on Friday morning to kind of, you know, drive everybody towards that, for next week. But if people want, if you're going to a different place, different Menards other than where Bradley is, if they'll go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the contact button at the top of the page, and you'll send me, an email. You can just say the live stream for Menards protest. Put where you're going to stream it. If you're going to stream it on Facebook, if you're going to stream it on somewhere else or wherever, I need to have a link where you're going to do that and a phone number where I can reach you, because what we're going to do is we're going to turn around and grab all these streams of all these protests, and we're going to put it out on our stream, because we're not going to let the media sit on this, and we're going to control the narrative out of it.
Amen. And there's no other way to control the narrative but by being out there. As a matter of fact, yep. If you are out there and you are protesting, and you're saying, by the way, we're going to do this in a lawful manner, friends, and we're going to do this in a respectful manner to the law, not outside of the law. When you do that, friends, there's really there's not a whole lot that they can do but browbeat, and that's usually what they resort to, is the fact that they just name call and say, look at these guys out here protesting these stores for protecting the people. They're not protecting the people, friends. They're actually enslaving you through the religion of ignorance, if you've taken heed to it. We're going to take a quick break. Tim, hold on with me. I'll pull you right back up with me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's
head. It was William
head.
Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking with Tim Brown, morning show host, sonsoflibertyradio.com, as well as sonsoflibertymedia.com, senior editor. Tim, I don't know that I've shared this story with you, but just last week, my father-in-law actually went into Menards in Buffalo, Minnesota here. And while he walked in, he went about, got his goods, and as he was checking out, Mrs. Gestapo came up to him and told him he needed to buy a mask, which, by the way, the manufacturers say don't work nor prevent disease. And if you want to buy from us, then you're going to have to pretend with us, and you're going to have to fall to our forced compliance, because if you don't, we're not selling those goods to you. My father-in-law said nope. He took his stuff, and he put it back, and he walked out of the store. Now, when I heard that story, I said to myself, that's enough. Americans, have we had enough of this yet? These shenanigans? Our coffers have been emptied through the guise of COVID-19 relief bill, only to find out that 91% of the COVID-19 relief bill went to the American people, and the other 91% went to their pork. And as a matter of fact, it went to redistribution of wealth into foreign countries. Have you had enough of this political theater that they have called political theater? Have you had enough of them attempting to bring up executive orders that are unconstitutional, that are simply policies which upend the U.S. Constitution? Have you considered the blood-bought price of your freedoms before you so easily capitulate and let them have their way? Americans, I've had it. We've had it. Enough is enough. Okay, we've sat back and we've watched this. Many have. I'm sorry. Not me. Not myself. Me and my family have been spent all over the country, regardless of what the corruption in government has told us to do. We don't care what they have to say. We have stood against it because we understand the laws on our side. And first and foremost, so is God. So, Tim, there's the story as to why we have said it's time to draw the line in the sand. We've had enough, and we're going to let the stores know in our community that if you want to go along with these unconstitutional edicts, which, by the way, have been rendered unconstitutional, therefore illegal, by our said representatives, right, who are committing crimes against we the people, instead of upholding the U.S. Constitution, they're attempting to transgress it under the color of law. Looks like law. Smells like law, has the color of law, but it's not law. What say you, Tim?
You know, I think that's the thing, is the people they're going to be the ones to determine that. I believe as you were telling a story the other day about the people, you know, pushing back. Well, actually, it wasn't you. It was a Brandon Taylor. He was on your show, and he's going to be with us this coming week in the morning. But he was telling me, he said, you know, when the people stood up with their county commissioners and people like that, that they said, this would have never happened if the people had not stood up. When they hear the people's voice, they start to act. I think he was talking about actually going into the meeting, and the police said the people wanted it this way, and we're letting them have it. They're the ones who said this. Now, when you get with these businesses, this is the thing. It's saying, what do they live off of? Well, they live off the people's, you know, good graces to come to their store and buy their products. If the people say, if they want to say, well, you're not going to buy our products unless you buy this, you know, face diaper and put it on. And it's amazing to me, you know, your father-in-law is in there. He's already in the store. They let him shop around. They let him move in there, and he comes up the counter, and then they're going to tell him they're not going to serve him. Seems to me they're the ultimate hypocrites in this whole thing. And if the people hit them where it counts, okay, hit them where it counts, is in their pocketbook, they'll learn to straighten their act up real quick, because these guys, Menards, isn't going to get a federal bailout like some of the big corporations, the airlines and all this other kind of stuff. They're just not going to get it.
Okay, so here it is. The response of my fleece yesterday saying, people, we need you to get busy now. Let's see what your love really consists of. Let's see if it's genuine. Let's see if your love is found in action, not just in word. Make distinction, 1 John 3:18. And the fact of the matter is we've gotten phone calls from people in Michigan saying that they're going to simultaneously protest Menards as well. I guess from my understanding, they've already dealt with Menards, and they're going to deal with them again, because apparently Menards hasn't gotten the memo yet that we're not going to put up with it. And then we heard from people in Minnesota. We heard from people in South Dakota. And we'll see what we can bring about. But even if I have to stand out there by myself and my wife and my four boys, we are going to do it, because we're going to send the message that we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we're not putting up with your fascism anymore. I mean, when you have Mrs. Gestapo waiting at the end of a checkout lane looking to attack customers, I guess that's the new business plan, attack your customers, and if you don't do what we say, then we're not going to sell to you. There's a whole lot of illegality going on here, friends, because what happens, and people don't put two and two together, these corporations are assuming power that's never been delegated to them. I mean, think of this. If the government doesn't, namely the governor or the mayor, have the power to implement through forced compliance mask mandates, where does Menards and these other corporations think that they're assuming this power or receiving this delegated power from? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, Tim.
Well, they're a business. You don't delegate power to them, but the power you give them is through your money.
But that's my point.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my point. They're assuming power. They're assuming power, just like the Department of Health is today across the country, just like the CDC is. They're assuming delegated authority. They're acting as a law unto themselves concerning power that's never been delegated to them.
They're acting
outside of their own constitutions, and I'm talking about their prospective businesses. Now they've taken on something that's foreign to America, and it's interesting, you know, instead of the government or these governors going after the likes of Menards in the states that have Menards, what are they doing? They're just sitting back and laughing, and this is what makes them fascists. As you can understand, behind closed doors, these corporations, along with corruption in government, are again working hand in glove to suppress the people further. And if the American people don't put a stop to it, this is only going to further enslavement.
Well, that's right. I think that's why the protests are a good idea. And if the people get together and they come and they stand unified in that, and, you know, you got a week, guys. Make your signs up. Let your voice be heard. And, you know, come with like-minded people to, you know, put these people in their place. I mean, again, you're going to have to hit them in the pocketbook. And if people are, you know, I mean, you can go to certain places like, who are specific to certain products, whether it be like a Starbucks in your coffee or whatever. Hey, you can go somewhere else, or like our friend Steve Richards wrote about Caribou Coffee. You can go somewhere else. You can go home. You can make your own coffee a whole lot cheaper, and you can probably get some better coffee. You save money and quit funding them. Just quit giving them your business and let them know you're not going to give your business. And in this instance, you're going to stand up and let everybody there that's going into the store know what they're doing. And you're going to win some people and you're not going to win some people. But the job is not to win everybody. The job is to get a few of those lion cubs who will roar with you. And when you do that, I think you'll win the day. I think you'll start to change things around. It may take a couple of times, though, Bradley, because these people think, oh, you're just you're the shooting star here, and you go ahead and have your day, and we'll be back tomorrow. So it may take people several times. I'm serious. It may take people several times.
Here's the thing, Tim. I can tell you right now, from experience, the people that are going along pretending, along with this pretended authority falling from the federal government, and a pretended authority it is, friends, okay, they'll only do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly why they're pushing the envelope down and further down the road, because the American people are pretending with them. They don't have that authority, just like the TSA and so many other agencies that have been created through the Unpatriot Act, by the way. But I can tell you right now, these people, they're going to be encouraged. They're going to take their masks off. I'm sick of these masks. You know what? You're right. They just want someone to lead the way. And nobody likes to do this kind of stuff. But I got to tell you, my spirit man is anxious. And I am anticipating getting out in the face of these people and saying, what are you doing? Do you not realize what these corporations are doing? They are taking authority and assuming authority that's never been given to them to force compliance down on you. Namely, again, what really bothers me is the people, they know the masks don't work, but they put them on their face anyways because they say, I don't want to stir up any trouble. No, now is the time to stir up trouble. And the way to get in trouble today is simply do the right thing. Again, the law's on your side. And if people would realize that and quit thinking about the recourse or what the media might say about you, well, listen, there's no truth in them anyways. And everybody says they don't believe a thing that they say, or they say whatever the media says, just, you know, you can rest assured whatever they're saying, the opposite is true. But yet you see them complying with it. But again, I think just leading the way speaks volumes. Action speaks a lot louder than words. And here we go.
Sure.
And again, Tim, you want to go ahead and point to the website as to how they're supposed to go ahead and get that information over to you before this heartbreak comes up, please?
Yeah, this week, guys, if you're planning on being at one of those locations, maybe like two people each location, so we got a main video feed and then a backup, if you'll go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the contact tab at the top of the page, send me an email, just put label it as a live stream for Menards Protest. I'll get that. Give me a phone number where I can get in touch with you. We'll set it up. We'll be ready to go on Saturday. I'm going to be up early to get stuff out of the way so we can stream the whole 3 or 4 hours, whatever the protests are going to be, and we'll control the narrative on it. And maybe we'll get in touch with some of you guys. I'll see if I can open up my own phone line to where we can take some calls, too, from people who are there.
Cool. Well, we'll see what happens. If you want to be a part of that, 1-866-233-0747, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Supply levels may be an issue for one of the three coronavirus vaccines that are authorized for use in the U.S. big problems at a production facility in Baltimore is slowing output of Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Friday they're aware of the problem.
They remain committed to meeting their contract of delivering 100 million doses by the end of May.
A prayer vigil held in Bryan, Texas after the deadly shooting at a warehouse on Thursday. The suspect has been identified as 27-year-old Larry Bolin. He's an employee at Kentmore Cabinets where the shooting happened. Police say the suspect has been charged with murder and 5 counts of assault with a deadly weapon. They say there were a total of 7 victims. 1 died at the scene, and the other 6 were taken to the hospital. This is USA Radio News. President Biden's so-called border czar, Roberta Jacobson, announced she's stepping down from her role at the end of April. She told the New York Times her position as border coordinator was temporary and was always planned to last only 3 months. He said she's been an invaluable contribution to the Biden-Harris administration. Jacobson's departure comes amid a spike in immigration at the southwest border that has strained federal officials who are trying to deal with unaccompanied minors. The number of migrants stopped at the southwest border in March rose to the highest monthly level in more than 20 years. That includes some 18,000 unaccompanied minors, more than twice the figure seen in February. The Pentagon has already granted approval for the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors at Joint Base San Antonio and at a temporary housing facility at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As usual, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You heard during the break, friends, again, just as a reminder, in me combating this pandemic, a genuinely deadly pandemic doesn't require 24/7 advertisements, right, to remind you that it exists. Real pandemics don't need marketing campaigns and endless propagandas, but it does need psychological operations, doesn't it? Because that's exactly what's happening here in America today, especially through the mainstream media. This coming through the conservatives of the day, by the way. Okay? I want you to check this out really quick because I have to do this for our sake and for those that are broadcasting us even now. Not to that of sponsorships. We're good. Thank you. But if you go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, why don't you go over there real quick if you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You'll find social media platforms there. Click on to them. Subscribe on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When you go to the social media platform, go ahead and click onto it. As you click onto it, you can join us on Top Chat. You can also do the same thing over on BeforeIt'sNews.com or on the top left side of the page. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on social media platforms, okay? Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I have Wes calling in from Indiana. What say you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, by the way.
It's so good to hear you today, Bradley. You and Tim both. I appreciate you both so very much.
Thank you.
And the subject you're on, I couldn't agree with you more. I have been noticing, I don't wear a mask. I just refuse to do it, okay?
Amen.
And I go many, many, many places, and walk in without a mask on, I don't have any problems. Nobody questions. I had one question from somebody at one point in time. Hey, you know you're supposed to have a mask on. I said, well, I'm supposed to have underwear on too, but I don't. So, all right.
A little too much information, but yes, thank you.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. But the point I'm trying to make is that you're absolutely correct, and this is absolutely ridiculous of what we're having to endure, or we're putting up with, I should say, not endure, but we're permitting it. But I for one, will not accept it. I think it's wrong. And I am wholeheartedly with you all next Friday when you do your Menards. I won't even go into a Menards because of the rules that they've put down. You can't come in here without a mask. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Watch. So
it's insane. It's insane. It's like, where's the Star of David? Where are your papers? I mean, this is what's happening, and people think that we're taking it too far, when in fact, they're the ones that are suffering the abuse, Wes.
Well,
I'm just trying to shake them awake because I love them enough to do it, but you know what? They got to respond to the shake.
You know, and I understand that, and you're absolutely correct. My big concern is, what about the grocery stores? They'll stop you right there. You can't come in without a mask on. Oh, yeah? Watch me.
Yeah.
I will walk in here, and we'll see what happens. Call the police, whatever you want to do.
That's right. That's right. And really, that is criminal on their part. And, again, that goes back to Revelation 13:17, where you can't buy or sell. We've had that happen to one of our boys. And let me tell you this, Wes. And again, I'm not trying to be a hard guy, but if you want to pick on someone, pick on me. You don't have to pick on my son, which is as big as me now, so you may as well go ahead and test your steel because you're probably going to get the same response at this point. But my point is this, they tried it once. And I called the manager and I said, is there a law? He said, no. I said, if you harass my family again, my son again, I will personally take you to legal task. I will go after you, not after your company. I will deal with you. And I'll tell you what, when you bring it that direction, it changes the game plan just a little bit. And we've had zero issues since that day.
Okay, well, and to your point, I've been in several banks with, I have a 90-year-old mother, okay, I have to look after her, all right? Take her to the bank, take care of transactions. Said, you have to have a mask. And I said, why? Is it a law? Oh, yeah, it's a law. I go, no, it's not.
Yep.
It's not a law.
Yep.
So I'm not quite sure how to combat that unless I tell them, like I have, show me the statute.
That's right. That's what I was just going to say, Wes, is the burden of proof is on them, not you. And the problem they're going to have is they can't divulge that information because that information doesn't exist. We have a friend in Michigan. Her name is Miss Riga, okay, and Angela Riga, and she got a ticket for going outside in front of the Capitol during a protest, and she was cutting hair, and she got a ticket for $1,000. And I said, where's the law? And she says, that's the problem. There is no law. I said, well, what are they going to enforce? Well, she waits for, I think it was 2 to 4 months before she went to court, and when they went into court, Wes, guess who didn't show up? The prosecutor. Why didn't the prosecutor? Yeah, that's exactly right, because there was no law that she was violating. It was completely dropped. There is no law that they can enforce.
And look at the time that they take to bring it to a judge and then to say, oh, well, you know what, there's no prosecutor here. So what a waste of time. What a just a total waste of time, all this stuff. It is.
And we need to wake up to it. That's really what it comes down to, my friend, is people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And if they're just going to keep going along with this, well, you know what? They have the information that we have. And if they so choose to keep going on with it, then they deserve what they've got coming. Now, that's not my wish, nor is it the Lord's wish, because he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But the fact of the matter is we have a responsibility as his creatures to respond to the truth that's given unto us as well. So we can't just try to excuse ourselves from responsibility. No, the problem is this country's been doing that far too long. We need to take responsibility and deal with the lawless before we lose the rights that we have left. And during the duration of my time on this planet, by the grace of God, to win them back. And if you want your rights, then you're going to have to fight for them, 1 Timothy 6:12. And if you don't want to, don't say anybody took away what you forfeited. And that's really what it comes down to. Wes, I totally appreciate your phone call. And again, thank you so much for calling in. I love having those kind of conversations. But I hope you do your best next Saturday, 9 to 12, in protesting in Indiana as well. Now, listen, I've got my friend Deborah up right now from Michigan. And I was, during the break, going through live feeds just to see what's out there, if there's anything pertinent to what we need to cover. Well, we have you live because that is what radio is for, not to just debate or play diplomats here. We want to hit the real issues, and that's what we're doing with our time, is making the most out of it. I seen Deb in Michigan. Deborah, what's going on out there? I mean, I'm sitting here on the radio talking about what we're going to do next Saturday, and I see you guys already in a mall doing it. Can you explain?
Hi, Bradley. Yeah, we went into Granville because there was a group of people, it's called March Against Mask Mandate. So they wanted to go to the mall and have us kind of go around the mall, without our masks on. So people came with their flags. I have a shirt on that says, unmasked,
unmuzzled, unvaccinated, and unafraid.
Unafraid, exactly. So anyway, right away, here comes security people, and then they're talking to us. They were kind of nice to us, but they said, you can't park here. This is private property. So they were trying to make us scatter. They called the cops. Cops came too, but we said, hey, you know, if we go shopping, you can't have us leave. And they said, that's true. And we said, well, we have medical reasons why we don't wear a mask. And they said, well, that's fine. Just go in the mall. So we did. And my husband and I, Todd and I, so we walked around the mall, both floors. Place was packed. Everybody had their muzzles on except for two young gals. And we made a statement, and we had people looking with this shirt on, I'll tell you.
Oh, my goodness. I got a question for you. Your husband's shirt, and you tell him for me, okay? Where is your husband's shirt? Your shirt says unmasked, unmuzzled, unvaccinated, and unafraid, Deborah. And your husband says the Great Lakes. What's going on here?
I know, right? Hey, he held my hand the whole way, so he was proud to be with me.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, hey, Deborah, you know as well as I do, if we're going to win the day, it falls to the lot of the people to actually stand up and do what needs to be done, because we see that the politicians are just there working hand in glove with special interest groups to continuously further strip us of our God-given rights, and you guys are out there. So how couldn't I pull you on live radio just for a moment?
Well, thanks for doing that. Thanks for letting people know about this group, and we hope it grows, and we're going to get bolder and just keep speaking out.
Amen.
As we can. It's a freedom issue.
Oh. That's exactly right. Thank you, Deb. I totally appreciate you. Folks, she's like my big sister in Michigan. She really is. And when the Lord said, listen, when you leave your husband, your wife, your children, so on and so forth for my sake, he said, I'll restore them 100-fold. I'll tell you what, when we're out on the road, we got family members, spiritual family members all over this country. And it is, in fact, the truth of the matter. So I just saw my big sister in Michigan doing the stuff, my spiritual sister, and I'm sitting here talking about it on the radio, and I'm looking down, and here she is in a mall doing it, being confronted by the mall cops, right? And it's interesting, friends. One of the things that Wes said, and I want to apply it to both Wes and Deborah, the fact is, when I say there is no law, there really is no law. They can tell you there's a law all day long, and that's all we're doing is telling you to produce the law, because I know, in fact, case in point, that there is laws that prohibit everything that they mean for you to believe, and they're called the Nuremberg Code. For those that have not taken the time to seek out the Nuremberg Code, go to Health Impact News. It's called the Nuremberg Code. It's the universal right of informed consent to medical interventions, and it's been recognized in the United States of America since at least 1914. Matter of fact, there's a couple lawsuits right now across the boards happening in the United States of America. We had one in 1987, the first U.S. Supreme Court decision in which the Nuremberg Code was invoked. And then we have a 1994 an advisor committee on human radiation experience experiments that was invoked again, the Nuremberg Code. And then in 2001, the Maryland Court of Appeals explicitly cited the Nuremberg Code as a source of legally enforceable ethical standards in the case against the Kennedy-Krieger Institute. Folks, in other words, they do not make decisions for you when it comes to medical decisions. Those belong to you. In 2009, the U.S. Second Supreme Court, Circuit Court of Appeals in the Southern District of, New York, cited the Nuremberg Code. So check it out on Health Impact News, Nuremberg Code. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, should we just show you, friends, how this is done? And listen, and I don't mean to draw attention to myself. I'm just a doer of the word, not a hearer only, because I don't like to deceive myself. Okay? But, folks, I can tell you story after story after story after story after story on video. I mean, we can take up 3 hours a day for the next week of videos of us out there protesting corruption. In public schools, because the government needs to assert parental authority by indoctrinating them rather than educating them, and we're going to have none of it, right? Well, let's move forward to the businesses. Folks, did you see this? I highlighted this last week. People take stand for business owner. They tell health department Gestapo to get out. And by the way, I want people to understand, and again, I want people to pay attention to the fact that the Department of Health across the country is assuming authority that the governors do not have. We see this on display in Michigan. We know it's happening in covert-like style across the country. Pay attention to the Department of Health. They're assuming authority that's never been granted to them. The Department of Health is assuming authority that's never been granted to them. Sound familiar, friends? I don't want to bring up the past again, but can we say the Gestapo? Can we say the Third Reich? It's exactly what they did. They're assuming authority, and you need to challenge that assumption because, again, friends, the burden of proof is on them, not on you. but they're coming in acting as if they're a law unto themselves. And this is a prime example. Now, I'm just going to tee this up real quick. Joe Kovacs reported at WorldNet Daily, used to be a commentator over there, but he said in the second case from this past weekend, a video shows health authorities being booted out of a building courtesy of loud shouting from people objecting to their presence. Okay? It wasn't the business owner shouting them down. It was the customers that have had enough of the shenanigans going on with this pandemic across the country. And pay attention again, it's our God-given rights that are under attack. Not the virus that they declare is so massive and so destructive, though it has a 99.75% recovery rate, right? We need to think this through. But the latest confrontation took place at a restaurant in Vancouver, British Columbia, which allegedly was at odds with the current COVID-19 safety guidelines banning indoor dining in the Canadian province. Now, I also want you to keep in mind, in parallel, notice it's aimed at small businesses. It's not aimed at the big corporations. It's aimed at small businesses, not at the big corporations. The corporations are acting out in a fashion favorable to the tyrants called governors and prime ministers, and namely this prime minister, who is an active sodomite, and he's also a worshiper of Allah in Vancouver here, okay? In Canada. And I want you to watch this video. You can go ahead and give me that count, Judah. Check this out. This is them in the restaurant delivering papers to the business owner. Coming in assuming authority that they do not have. She says, I'm a woman. You see the signs on the door, she continued. You understand what you're doing here. She said, you're trespassing on my private property. She understands her lawful position. Now listen. Just the response of the customers. And of course, these Gestapos act like these people are out of their minds when in fact they're the ones that have lost their minds. And these are the people that are going around saying that they're just doing their job, friends. No, they're not doing their job. If they were doing their job, guess what? They'd be standing up against the prime minister for his unconstitutional assumed authority over the people, in which has never been given unto them. And I use the word delegated because you need to understand that the representatives work for the people. And it's the people that delegate to their representatives what it is that they can do and what it is that they cannot do. Okay? So here's another victory. Friends, who cares if they come back? They probably are going to come back. But the fact of the matter is, the people are starting to get their fight on. You know, William Booth said long ago, he said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Hey, all you conservative radio show hosts, all of you conservative radio managers, listen to me carefully. You need to get people on the radio that are actually doing something about the issues rather than just parroting what the propagandists are dropping down from the six corporations worldwide, pitting each other against each other concerning the Republicans and the Democrats. They're a part of the problem. They're not a part of the answer. Put that up against Mark 3:25. This is what needs to be on the radio right now in America. We fight because we see the price paid for our liberties. That's why we fight. That is the pearl that should be in the heart of every man and woman in this country, is that someone sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. And I want to ask you something, America. You 53 countries, because this applies to you as well. What are you doing with that gift of freedom? Are you allowing it to be trampled underfoot by a bunch of corrupt individuals? Or are you standing up and fighting off the same things those veterans that fought, bled, and died fighting for our freedoms fought against? Are you worthy of the freedoms that you have? Well, you say, well, Bradley, you know, this is like watching Braveheart or something, right? Well, the fact of the matter is, you're either going to write the legacy in the book of history, or you're going to allow those that hung patriots, and you're going to allow them to write history. Remember, in William Wallace, the Braveheart, which was a real man, he's the one that said, as he started out the movie, which is documentary, right? History is written by men who hung heroes. Hey, friends, are you going to let them who hung heroes and hang heroes continuously lie to your future posterity, to your kids, to your grandkids? No! Our forefathers didn't let it, nor should we. And I want to say that freedom should be in the heart, namely your eyes fixed on the price paid for your freedoms should be the very reason that you stand up and put your foot upon the necks of tyrants in this country. Now, folks, when I speak of that in the natural, Jesus always spoke in the natural as he spoke spiritual things to teach them and educate them in spiritual matters. Remember, the pearl to the church is Christ crucified. Him who died on the cross is the propitiation of the sins of the world, who washed us in his own blood from all of our sins, Revelations 1:5, right? Christ crucified is the pearl to the church. We don't tolerate sin. We fight against it. We take vengeance upon that what put Christ on the cross. Oh my gosh, if we can take heed to the three nails, if we can take heed to Christ on the cross and study his wounds the way that the forefathers did, and the spear that went in the side and the blood and the water, which is significant of what it does in process through regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. We got to understand without blood, there is no salvation. Okay? As in the natural, if there was no blood shed, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have today. Bring about the correlation. Study it. Know it for yourself. Study it and know it for yourself. That's why it's so important to keep the price paid for our freedoms in front of us, friends, because you will be angry at what you see coming from corrupt politicians who are, in fact, doing their best to trample underfoot the blood that was shed for our freedoms. And I am not going to be a part of that. I am not going to be a part of that in any sense of the word. Cool? Okay, so we have another victory here. Do you want this one? We got you for 2 hours today, by the way. And we'll get to our main topic, which, hey, the war rages on. Yep, we're talking about the war that's raging on. But we're also seeing people that are standing up and they're saying we've had enough of this garbage. And they're fighting the good fight of faith. And in fact, they're winning. Read the book of Hebrews 11. It's the faith chapter. And you'll also find towards the end of that chapter the heroes of the faith. And you'll see what they did by the faith of God that was given unto them, Hebrews 12:2, Galatians 2:20. I want to go over here really quick. WND just reported college surrenders to professor who refused mandatory diversity training. Americans, can I ask you something? How is it that Donald Trump was in office for 5 months and you were promised that America was going to be made great again? And we see none of the promises fulfilled for the most part. Especially when it came to the fact that he was going to drain the swamp. Nope, you're dealing with the Joe Biden today because Donald Trump didn't fulfill his promise and actually prosecuting treasonous Joe Biden, who is not there by the votes of the American people. We all know this. But how is it that for 5 years, he could just kind of like go through without any real waves being made on the behalf of the good people of this country that were supporting him, in fact, which were on the side of the law? But how is it that now Joe Biden is in office by treason once again, by voter fraud once again, by the powers that are tolerated once again? How is it that he can do the wrong thing and get away with it? But for 5 years when Donald Trump was there, we couldn't do the right thing. It shows you how weak we have become. And we better get this right because we still have the time to do so. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.